Before I answer Pastor's question, I would like to share a little bit about my testimony. My name is Linda Phillips. My family and I are missionaries to Cambodia. We have two children. Elizabeth is 18 months old and Judson is 7 months old. I want to tell you a little bit about my family so you can understand a little bit about me. I was born in Long Beach, California. Long Beach is called Little Cambodia. It got the names because 80,000 refugees from the killing field came from Cambodia, settled in their 1980s. From 1975 to 1979, Cambodia was a communist country under the leadership of Pol Pot and his army, the Khmer Rouge. Pol Pot was responsible for the death of over 3 million people. It was Cambodians killing Cambodians. My parents, along with 1,000 others, fled by foot to escape to Thailand, where they lived in the refugee camp. My dad was a soldier that fought against the Khmer Rouge. I had 3 older sisters who died during that time before I was born. My parents came to America in 1980 because of a Christian family sponsored them out. They went to Long Beach in 1982. I'm a product of a bus ministry. I began riding the church bus when I was 7 years old until I was 16. When I was 19, I trusted Christ as my personal Savior. 3 months after that, I got saved. The Lord began working in my heart about going to the country my parents had escaped from. Even though Chad and I have not met yet, the Lord was working in both of our hearts at the same time to go to Cambodia. I began praying that God would lead me to a man who had the same burden that I have for Cambodia. About a year later, God led me to Chad, where we were married on May 11, 2007. We began preparing ourselves to go to Cambodia. Pastor Miles asked me to share something that I have seen God do in my life. I was raised in a Buddhist home. In my life, I never heard my parents say, "I love you." I know my parents love me, but they never told me. Every Sunday, my parents let me ride on to the church bus with my younger sister. At church, I saw Christian families, parents with their children, and saw that they always say, "I love you." In my heart, that it was what I want. When I was 19, I got saved and felt love of God in my life. Because of problem at home, I went and lived with a Christian Cambodian family. I asked God to give me a love family like that. When Chad and I got engaged, I visited his family at Christmas. I saw the love in Chad's family. They always say, "I love you." On Christmas morning, I cried the whole time. I realized that then God had answered my prayer. Now I have a family of my own, a family that had the love of God. That is the greatest thing that I had seen God do in my life. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. And some naive people say that there's no difference between what Christianity offers and what all the other religions offer. You see, Linda's family had religion. They had one of the big world religions, but she didn't know a thing about love until she found the Lord Jesus Christ and He began to answer her prayers. What an astonishing thing. Now, those of you that I referred to the other day who have made those sacrifices to send these missionaries out, you're seeing what you're seeing when you listen to Linda is you're seeing one of those, a person like those people that we send the missionaries to, who've never known the love of God. You're seeing someone, but she comes to you, and through the working of the Lord, she can speak English, so she can tell you what's going on. Now, you've been given a rare privilege tonight to get inside the heart of someone who is really fresh out of that. We've gotten used to, a day never passes that someone doesn't tell me that they love me. It never passes. But she went through 19 years of her life without anybody ever telling her. They didn't know they were supposed to. I'm sure, just like you said, Lynn, I'm sure your parents loved you. I'm sure they did. And yet, nobody ever told her. But it is a great Christian virtue. When God revealed Himself, do you remember how He revealed Himself? He said, I am love. He is divine love. And that's the way He revealed Himself. One of the primary characteristics of God. And we forget it. We grow up with it. We live with it. We don't think anything about it. And yet, it is when someone finds it who's never known it before, their reaction is just weeping. They don't understand. What an astonishing thing. Now, beloved, this makes me think. Did you hear what you said about Long Beach? That there are 80,000 Cambodians in Long Beach. We are living in a day, and part of it is because of the cataclysmic things that have happened in our country. But we're living in a day when the mission field has come to us. The mission field's come to us. And here, 80,000 people. I'm thankful to say that there's an aggressive church that Chad worked in out there working among those Cambodians. Probably more than one. Chad, is there more than one church reaching the Cambodians there? Three really good ones. Praise God. You know, somebody somewhere was sitting in church one day and they heard about those Cambodians being there. And God smote their heart. And that's why those churches are there. God smote someone's heart. And so I would not be surprised if God doesn't smite someone's heart in here. And by the way, there are people groups right here around Athens, are there not? People groups that are underreached, to say the very least, around here. It just burdens me no end about that. And so anyway, that'll make you want to preach, won't it?